pump fakes, being guarded by Keeler. Dribbling around the perimeter leisurely. Dribbles back to his left. Now to his right once again at the free throw line. Goes on the right side of the lane. And he is blocked by, with authority, by Quinn Bocard, the 6'8" senior. For Kingston out of bounds, and North Huron will have a shot underneath their own hoop. Still trailing 8-0.
Bucard's got a great story. I remember him when he was a freshman. He could hardly even walk and chew gum at the same time. Now he is just all over the place. Probably the most improved player in the entire Thumb area.
DeAndre Morris goes, flies into the paint, off balance, and lets it fly. This one's no good. Rebound. Kingston. Evan Neff takes a three, top of the key. And this one is good, and he has 7. It's 11-0, Kingston. We have a timeout called by Matt Shears of the North Huron Warriors. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here with still 4:49 left in the first quarter. It is Kingston 11-0 over North Huron in the first. John Moody, not really surprised. I mean, to see Kingston in person, you hear about them, how good they are, but in person, they're smooth, they're moving the ball around, they're doing everything they need to do, no matter the opponent.
You expect good things to happen with their two guards, Neff and Sines, but it's Quinn Bucard that I'm just watching. He's intimidating on the inside. And we're talking about a couple of North Huron ball players like Noah Koth and also Will Case, both sophomores, but they're big in their own right. I thought, you know, this might be a good equalizer between them and Bucard. Interesting matchup on the inside.
Cross midcourt. Brad Hoodie. Taylor guarding him from about 6 feet. Taking his time, calling his shots, dribbling between his legs. Gets a screen from Noah Koth. Not much there, though. He's now at the right wing. To the top to Will Case. He's a sophomore. And they reset the offense. Brad Hoodie dribbles to his right, trying to keep Kaler off of him. Strong defense from Kingston. Brad Hoodie at the right elbow to Morris in the right wing. Pump fakes now down to the low post into traffic, and it's a turnover by North here on the third of the night. In transition, Evan Neff at the free throw line dribbles back out into the corner. Going down the baseline would be number 33, Jack Green, and that one is passed over to number 13, Aaron Kaler, in for 2 points. 13-0. Down to the right block. Goes up strong for North Huron. Oh, Noah Koth is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. This is the first foul against Kingston and the first against Jack Green on the night. 13-0. 3:50 left in the first quarter. North Huron trying to score for the first time tonight. Noah Koth at the free throw line. He's a tall glass of water and only a sophomore. Free throws up, and this one's good. North Huron is on the board. Stops the 4-minute and 10-second drought.
Second one up.
And this one's no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it will be North Huron ball. So they will retain possession. Inbounding Case to midcourt, Morris. Morris against Sines De La Costa. It's a screen from Koth. Dribbles right down the right side of the lane, and this one is blocked out of bounds and off of Morris to flying out of bounds. It'll be Kingston ball.
Once again, swatted away by Bucard.
13-1. North Huron on the board, but trails by 12 points halfway through the first quarter. Evan Neff being guarded by Morris, beating it down to Bocard, and we have a foul, and looks like Bocard will be going to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 12 for North Huron. That would be DeAndre Morris's first and team's first. 3:29 remained in the first quarter. It's 13-1. Kingston.
Keep this in mind. I have not seen Bucard miss a foul shot.
Really?
Yes. Pressure's on.
And the free throw's up, and this one's good.
How about
that? So the big man does it all. He has 3 points. A couple substitutions coming in for Kingston. Number 2, Trayton Wensloff. Replacing number 33, Jack Green. Looks like Bucard might be getting a breather here if he makes his free throw from Luke Fetting. Bucard taking his time, blue shoes. And this free throw is good, so he'll have a seat. He has 4 points. A replace, actually, I take the bank by Ronnie Lemke.
Good teammate getting Ronnie Lemke on the floor. That's nice.
It's 15-1, a 14-point lead for the Kingston Cardinals. North Huron still without a field goal. Case in trouble. Double team there. Now to the left elbow. And they give and go to Brad Hoodie out of bounds. And this will be another turnover for the Warriors. Their fourth of the night gives the ball back to the Cardinals.
Warriors want to be quick, but don't hurry. That seemed like that play was just a little bit beyond what their speed, what they wanted to be.
To the right wing, Neff on the give and go. Over to De La Cuesta, and he is... Excuse me, that's not De La Cuesta. That would be... Yeah, De La Cuesta, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against number 22, Will Case, for North Huron, and team second. They have as the second personal against Will Case.
Now, if De La Cuesta has a weakness, it might be here, but you know, I think he's a pretty good foul shooter. The two games I saw him play, he was at 71%.
First free throw is no good. Substitution North Huron, number 32, Joey Zalewski. Replaces Will Case.
So if everything goes right, he's going to hit this next one.
Free throw is up from the Spaniard, and this one's good. He has 3 points. It's now 16-1. 15-point lead for the Kingston Cardinals. Dandre Morris cross midcourt over to left wing to Joey Zalewski. Zalewski in trouble, and he traveled with it. That's the fifth turnover for the Warriors. And we played 5 minutes.
Wentzlaff just saw how quick that Deandre Morris can be.
Impressive showing here from Kingston just in the first 5 minutes of this ballgame. Taylor to the right wing to Ronnie Lemke. Back up to number two. Wentzlaff goes down the left side of the lane. Count the basket. Oh no, they're going to say it's on the floor before the shot. Foul goes against number 12, Deandre Morris. I have that as his second.
That's his second.
Ellie. According to the board, they have Will Case with two fouls. That's inaccurate.
That is inaccurate.
We'll stick to our guns, though, John.
Yeah.
If the Laker game taught us anything there. In the corner, Neff pump fakes, does not take the shot. Back out to Wenslow. Wenslow to Lemke, dribbling to his right. To De La Cuesta. Neff resets the offense. Passes it back to acting point guard Ronnie Lemke. De La Cuesta to the right elbow to Wenslow inside the lane, and he traveled with it.
Well, it was kind of like a pinball machine, to tell you the truth.
Not much rhythm there. So the second turnover for Kingston, but luckily they have a 15-point cushion right now, 16-1. North Huron passes into the trap at midcourt, and somehow they get through that. That'd be Zalewski, and we have a foul going against Kingston, number 5, Marco Sainz De La Cuesta. That's his first. And Kingston's second team foul. 2:18 left in the first. It's 16-1. Zalewski sits down.
And so does Sainz.
Deandre Morris checks in. Marco Sainz De La Cuesta sits down. Replaced by, looks like, number 35, Caleb Goss. The dominant fullback in A-player football. Brad Hoodie dribbling around the perimeter to the right wing. Into the corner. To Joe Weiss. Weiss dribbling down the baseline. Nothing there. Cut off, and they pass it out of bounds, but it's last tipped by Kingston Cardinal. And we have substitution for the Cardinals, number 25. I do not have a number 25
yet. Neither do I. I'll find out in a minute.
Maybe if you lean over there on the next at the quarter there, we'll find out.
Carter Geister.
Carter Geister. So, Deandre Morris on the jump shot from the left wing. This one's no good. And that loose ball, and they're going to say it's a North Huron ball. Carter Geister is number 25. Inbound to Brad Hoodie for North Huron. Still trailing 16-1. It's screen from Weiss. Not much there, though. Andrew Morris dribbling with the right wing. Gets a double screen at the top of the key to Brad Hoodie. Pops the three right wing. This one's no good. Rebound of Deandre Morris. He goes up strong. He is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. That's just the second rebound for the Warriors tonight. Foul goes against number two, Traylon Wenslow. His first and Kingston's third. Deandre Morris at the free throw line shooting two. Trying to double up, if not triple, the score for the Warriors currently.
Haven't seen him miss either.
And that one's no good.
That's my first one.
So the score remains 16-1. 85 seconds left in the first quarter. Dominant showing by Kingston so far. No surprise.